We know what you're thinking. I just want jeans that look great, feel great, and hold up. At Ariat, we've been doing some thinking too. We're thinking about fit that moves with you, no matter where the ride takes you. Durability that stands up to hard work, harder play, and comfort that never quits. And all this thinking, it's really just about more living. Now, it's time to stop thinking and start shopping. Find your Ariat jeans at Ariat.com or a retailer near you.
Welcome to episode 12 of Life's a Draft. On this podcast, we pick a topic and draft our top choices in that category. You can now follow the pod on Instagram at Life's a Draft. The website will be at the end where you can vote, see episode artwork, and share your thoughts. The voting ranks will determine the drafting order for the next episode. So before we get drafted, let me introduce who is with me here tonight. Currently coaching a high school unified basketball team, Birdo is here.
Hey now.
Here an all-star. Rejoicing in the fact that the Lions did not lose, and he stand-up barreled on a recent surfing outing. Dilt is with us.
Yee-hoo!
Life is better.
Salt life is better?
Yeah. Life in general. Lions didn't lose.
B-caps. Okay.
Trying to avoid West Coast mudslides and catching up on missed Dwayne The Rock Johnson movies. Catman is here.
Red Notice was money. I liked it. Enjoyed it. And the West Coast is not the best coast at all. Awful. Rain. Mud. Terrible.
Is your mustache voting tonight too? Or is it just you?
No, just myself.
This next gent is currently one of 16,000 members of a Scrapple Lover Facebook group. Shine is here.
I didn't join. I was just kind of amazed that there was an actual A, group for Scrapple, and B, 16,000 people were in this group.
I wish I would have drafted Scrapple last week because it is definitely overrated.
Whoa.
No.
The entire population of Ridgeville has proved you wrong. Their Facebook page.
I think they proved me right.
Rat tail boys?
Slobs.
Slobs.
This next guy is recovering from a pulled hamstring after kung fu attacking his cat while watching Shang-Chi. J-Cat, how you feeling?
It's still a little tender, I'm not gonna lie. My cat hates me. My wife hates me too, because now I just make, you know, like, "Ooh!" and come at her, you know. So yeah, it was a great movie, everybody. Watch it.
And last but not least, I am counting down the days until Thanksgiving break because I am ready for said break. A couple more days, it's turkey time.
Mikey.
So here are the results of the unpopular opinions draft. Coming in sixth place with 11.1% of the vote. Comments include, because leftovers are disgusting, should go straight in the garbage. Birdo, sixth place. 11.1%.
Get that top spot.
Normally I wouldn't care, but I want my number one pick. So maybe I tanked on purpose, boys. Or I'm just the biggest hater. I don't know. I
was honestly expecting last place again.
Coming in with one more vote, 13.9% of the vote. Fifth place. Comments included, Neapolitan ice cream is a combination of the worst vanilla, the worst chocolate, and by far the worst strawberry. It's like if you're bad all year, you get Neapolitan ice cream at your birthday party and cold for Christmas. Little League wasn't a bad choice. You had to go. And I got kicked off throwing the ball at the opposite team's coach. A wise man once said, hummus is good on a chip with sriracha, but a chip with sriracha is better than hummus. And a horse is like a four-wheeler for the medieval ages. But now you can just get a four-wheeler. And mayonnaise doesn't make any sense if you have sriracha. That was one comment. Catman, fifth place, player haters ball.
That Neapolitan comment was pretty good.
I would say most of your votes that voted for you were because of that. They were like, yeah, it's terrible. They were, and horses got you a couple of votes. Coming in fourth place with 16.7% of the vote. The comments include, I hate talking to my husband during dinner. And just want to go on record. Men's pajama pants are the number one most terrible thing on all of these lists. But It was not Shine's team. It was Dark Dinner Conversations. Dilts, fourth place.
Amen to that person about those John pants. He's probably wearing them right now. No shame in Dilts' game.
It's just funny to me that the person said how bad pajama pants were, but voted for Delta's team.
That's why I said the voting was going to be all over the place.
Coming in third place with one more vote, 18.1% of the vote. Comments included, I have a hard time urinating in the sea. So this really spoke to me. Also, speaking as a science nerd myself, The Big Bang Theory is the worst depiction of science nerds on TV that I've ever seen and has done terrible things to the perception of this demographic in popular culture. Snow is awesome. Thanking God. Definitely going to hell. Superman is awesome. I mean, he has all the best abilities. Beards are the jam. Guess you can't grow one. Hummus is so good, especially with the spice. What's wrong with you people? Get it right. That was a vote for me. So that person yelled at all of you guys.
Listen, can we give that person's name?
Oh, I can grow a beard just for the official.
So that is my team coming in third place. Not bad, not bad. So it's between Shine and JCAP with one more vote than me. In second place, comments included, Good Will Hayton is a complete and utter fool for his choices and should no longer be allowed in public places. Glitter Up My Bum Hole is 100% on point with his choices. Flip-flops are basically foot wedgies. St. Patrick's Day is just a reason to drink. Big beards are usually gross and unkempt. No one wants to wear pants to bed. Just put on basketball shorts and call it a day. Shine, Glitter Up My Bum Hole, second place.
I'll take it. Although I was really looking for the three.
And you were awfully close.
Only counts in horseshoes and hand grenades.
JCAT, congratulations.
And with one more vote in first place, 28.8% of the votes, and there was a middle round surge that catapulted him to first place. Comments included, because I hate Salt Life stickers, especially on Pennsylvania people's cars. Like, wow, look at all the salt water in your state. Definitely uttered JCAT's sentiments. And besides the mustard pick, I think he understood the assignment. I can wholeheartedly agree with all of these picks. JCAT, hater on blast. I'm the number one shunner. First
place. Awesome. Starting out this season like I did last season. Let's get it, boys.
So can we go on record to say that most people agreed with Johnny, which means most people disagree with me, so I am the biggest hater.
Yes.
Slim Bob Z.
I'm the biggest hater.
Diabolical.
Hey. So here's some of the things what we should have drafted. So there were a lot of comments, and I want the listeners to be heard. So here goes. Things that should have been drafted, overrated or terrible things. Politics, group text messages, ice, straws, maraschino cherries. Get that crap out of my milkshakes. Dewey Beach, winter, cats, the Goonies, video games. Yeah, I said it. Pumpkin spice, shiplap, which is farmhouse decor. I'm glad that person clarified because I had no idea. Kids, the beach, IPA beers, Mariah Carey, leggings, Harry Potter, ketchup, pickles, and olives, small talk, social gatherings. My favorite one so far is birthday cards. I should have drafted birthday cards. Yeah, birthdays, you are not special. Sit down. Celebrating birthdays every year. How about every 5 years after you turn 21? Cornhole, Crocs, the Olympics, Starbucks, social media, extensively decorating the interior of your home for minor holidays every season. Example, fall decor. You have to store all that somewhere. Hot drinks, loofahs, sports cars, water ice, alcohol, skinny jeans. The phrase, it is what it is. Vans, the shoes, well, the vehicles too. Saying YOLO. Cheeseburgers, cheesesteaks, bacon, egg, and cheese. No cheese, please, just the meat. The Beatles, music, avocado toast, people taking pictures of food in public, orange crushes, white wine, from my grandmother, LeBron James.
Granny's a Jordan.
The Philadelphia Eagles and men who don't wear jeans. Oh, I'm not done. Marvel movies. No one talks about it, but I hate geese. These jerks can fly south for the winter, but will take their damn time walking across the street. Star Wars, Auto-Tune, Yeezys, Vampires, Hulu, Holidays, Gender Reveals, First Kid Accept is Acceptable, anything after that, who cares? Couple Pictures, Engagement is Acceptable, People Who Drink All the Time and Think It's Cool, Peanut Butter, Apple Watches, Groups of People Laughing in Unison, Adult Gamers, Barbecue Sauce, Jeans with Running Sneakers, Cupcakes, Changing the Clocks Forward, People Who Don't Use Turn Signals Are the Devil, Whiskey, Bourbon, and Scotch Smell, and Probably Taste, like Windex, and also Cilantro is Gross. Couple more. I love beer and going to breweries, but they are overrated. They smell like shit and farts of gross dudes, and then your gut is ruined the next day. CrossFit, just a bunch of ADD-riddled people going wild for an hour doing unsafe moves because they don't care about form. Also, filters. I know, just call me a boomer already. Weddings, don't want to lose a weekend spending money on something fake that won't last more than 2 years. Working out, weight loss. I don't care when you went to the gym last. I don't care if you're sore. I don't care about your caloric intake.
Amen.
And last but not least, what we should have drafted that other people dislike. Sports fans, we did it. Your fat ass was eating wings. Who is this we? Then these goofs have parades with their Salt Life Jeeps and horses, and it all overlaps. Disgusting. New Year's resolutions. Oh, this is the year you're going to turn your life around and not be a piece of shit? Sure thing, pal. Those are the things that we should have drafted. Anything stick out to anybody?
Yes. Kids bro. And water.
Water was like
kids and water.
Running shoes and with jeans. What else? I'm assuming they mean sneakers, shoes, but like what else are you supposed to wear?
You're supposed to wear flip-flops with them.
Sure, that's true. Good call. Good call.
Loafers.
The geese comment was great.
Yeah.
CrossFit.
CrossFit was funny. Yeah, some people really went to town. I kind of read exactly what he said. Now, on to this week's draft. This week's draft is the best athlete movie characters. So the characters have to be in a movie. We talked about being fictional. If it's based on a real character, you can draft that person. So who would you want on your team? First pick of the draft? Bro.
Well, I never want to be in last place. But for the hater episode, it's actually kind of like first place. And it gives me the first vote. And I did not think I was going to be in last place. So I'm happy to pick. This will be the Reese Cup pick of the draft. The greatest fictional athlete of all time. The underdog. He just wanted to go to distance, and he went the distance and more. He won our hearts in Russia. He beat Apollo Creed. He beat Clubber Lang, Ivan Drago, Rocky, the Eye of the Tiger, going to fly now, number one pick.
Yeah,
Rocky. Yo, Adrian, we did it.
Yeah, if you wasn't, like, doing anything, would you mind marrying me?
You love Rocky. Love, buddy.
He was shaking his shoulders the whole time. Like he was like Catman, second pick.
That's such a good pick. Cause I feel like Rocky's like Mount Rushmore. Like there's four for every one of them. And then everyone else is like way near the bottom of the list. All right. I got to go for a guy that was totally raw. Algiers, Louisiana. Coach Pete Bell had to go down and see him.
Here we go.
He was dunking on it like a toilet bowl rim, slamming
like
on people
foam around it.
Yeah, Neon Bodo, blue chips, number one. Basically, Shaquille O'Neal. So, yeah.
But those tests are culturally biased, Rob.
I know. This draft is culturally biased.
All right. Neon Bodo on my list, but not anywhere towards the top for me.
He's a beast, though, in that movie.
Coming in fourth place, so Dilt's next pick.
All right. This fake athlete did amazing things. And it started from his own driveway. He built an empire. He didn't even really have to work out that much. He got to drink beer while he's doing it the whole time. Give me Joe Cooper from basketball.
Yep.
That's your first pick?
Yes, yep. It's Dilt. What do you expect?
Dark horse.
Wow, I had him at the bottom. It was like the last pick because I didn't think anyone would think of that.
I had him on the list though. Definitely did.
So Joe Coop Cooper was the third pick. All right, so I have next pick. There's some
Maggie's looking at me like I drafted Mitch Trubisky or something.
There's some big names out there. I'm trying to think what'll come back. God, there's so many I want to pick. I gotta take this supernatural freak of nature. I mean, he's part human, part wolf. Scott yes. Howard from Team Wolf. Scott. Give me Team Wolf. He makes the game-winning shot without being the wolf. He punks Mick. He's what you need. He's a beast when he's the wolf, and he can make the game-winning shots when he's Scott. So give me Team Wolf.
And there was a dude in the stands with his wang out.
Every time it comes out, I always tell him that too. Right after the game-winning shot falls through. Shine.
I'm going with Wild Thing, Rick Vaughn.
Wild Thing!
Charlie Sheen, before you guys even ask. Who played Rick Vaughn?
It was Ricky. They call him Ricky Vaughn, right?
Ricky, yeah.
Like, I know it's Rick, but like, okay. All right. J-Cat.
Hold on.
Close out round one, start out round two.
Yeah, let me get the Wild Thing off my list. All right. So for my first round pick, there's only one person I want to helm my team, and that is Special Agent Johnny Utah. Former Ohio State Buckeyes quarterback, got his knee folded five ways in the Rose Bowl, but he's the man for the job for me.
So that's from
playing football.
Point Break.
Yeah, it's
Point Break.
But it's okay because
he chases down Bodie though.
Yeah,
on the beach.
His backstory is he is a former All American quarterback at Ohio State.
J-Cat. Keanu Reeves played a quarterback in another movie.
Yeah, he's my second favorite. Yeah, I know who he is.
So who are we drafting? You're drafting Keanu Special Patrick Swayze from Johnny Point Break.
I'm taking who's Johnny that? Utah. No. You don't know Johnny Utah.
No.
I know you're Keanu talking about Reeves. J-Cat, but I'm confused. I thought
from Point Break, right?
Falco was yes. an Ohio State guy.
Yeah, his backstory in both was being Ohio State quarterback.
Oh.
In the replacements, right. He played a game in the Rose Bowl and never recovered from it, and that's why they called him Footsteps Falco. But in Point Break, he blew out his knee in the Rose Bowl, and that's the reason why he went to the FBI.
Is he an athlete in the movie?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
he does stuff like surfs and stuff. I don't know.
Yes, falls yeah, he surfs, he plays football.
Right. Have you not seen Point Break? Who are you?
Never, neither of them.
Never.
No,
that's not true.
It's on my list of like, haven't seen it. Why not? But I watched Hatchet 3 tonight, so you can see I don't have much time.
Vaya con Dios. How is that possible?
I'm ashamed I forgot he had an Ohio State quarterback backstory.
All right. Johnny Utah. So Jake, I drafted Johnny Utah from Point Break.
Mm-hmm.
Next pick.
My next pick coming around. Here we go, boys.
I'll do Falco.
No way. I'm going to do it early.
Take an all-quarterback draft, J-Cat.
I could do that. I could
have run. I don't want your life.
Yeah. Jonathan Moxon. No. You know what? I'm going to go with Happy Gilmore.
Good call.
You just took Jake Shine's pick.
A waffle between him or his mentor.
Question.
People would kill to hit the long bar like you, Happy.
Yeah. Taking Happy Gilmore as the golfer or the hockey player?
He had a putter that was a hockey stick, so he's basically your hybrid player. He's a dual threat. That's why you pick him. Two sports athletes. That's who we recruit. Two sports
definitely athletes. Trumping your pick, and I'm picking Lafferty Daniel.
Lafferty Daniel, Gilmore Happy.
Spends more time with Heath than David Hasselhoff.
So Shooter and Chubbs are both still available.
Yes.
Both solid choices if you're going for a golfer.
Yeah.
Shine, second pick.
I'm not going for a golfer. Going with another legend. Another middle name, nickname. Going with the Jet, Benny the Jet Rodriguez.
What's his middle name?
Hold on.
Hold on. You don't know.
I do. Franklin.
Yeah.
Some say he's lost a step or two.
But I wouldn't be surprised to see some fireworks today.
The Jets stealing home. The Jets stealing home.
So I see already J-Cat's got Gilmore, which is like name recognition, and Shine's got Sandlot already. So I'm going to go with I got to take her now because she's not going to last. This movie is one of my favorite movies. It's still funny. Tom Hanks is unbelievable.
And
give me someone who can make a split, do a split while catching a foul ball. Give me Dottie Henson.
God. Big Dottie Henson.
Second round Dottie Henson?
She's not going to be there. High.
Yeah. Dude, man. She's great.
She's on my list.
Mm-hmm.
Me too. I mean, she has to be on my list.
I was going to snag her in the third, bro.
No crying Gina in Davis. Baseball.
Gina Davis, too.
Sam. Mm-hmm.
All day.
Dilts.
Oh, my next pick is a player that can turn a whole football team from a dud to a champion. And they didn't even know he existed. He was on the sidelines the whole time. Give me Bobby Boucher, the water boy.
Mr. Colt Klein.
The water boy. All right, Catman.
I can't have Rocky. So I got to go with the next best thing, Apollo Creed. The Dancing Destroyer, the King of Sting, the Master of Disaster, the Count of Monte Fisto, Apollo Creed.
Living in America.
Ow! Birdo, two picks in a row.
I feel like I haven't picked in forever, and I'm struggling. But I want to go with a man who gets an 11 on the 18th hole of the U.S. Open, and we'll never forget that 11. Roy McIlroy, also known as Tin Cup.
McIlroy, yeah, he's not laying up, baby.
Never laying up. He lives the dream that we all the what we want. He's an amateur that qualifies for the Open with just a 7-iron, and he gets all the way to the final round, and blows up on the 18th hole.
All right, Birdo, first pick in the third round. So hard. I like feel a lot of pressure when I'm up.
This is hard. There's two players. I'm going to go to basketball. There's two players. One, he just doesn't have enough screen time for me to pick him. So I want to pick with the best player in the whole country who ends up going to Big State instead of taking the money. We're going to go with Jesus Shuttlesworth from He Got Game.
Forgive you for killing mom yet?
I just remember we saw that movie in the theater, bro, with a friend or two, and dad took us. I just remember there was like, we were not that old to see it. We were like,
yeah, there were some scenes that we should not have seen.
Ferris wheel scene.
There were some was great it Tech scenes U? In that movie. Yeah, Tech U. Rick Tech Fox. U scene. Yeah.
Rick Fox, Chick-fil-A.
Mm-hmm. All right, Cat
Jesus
Man.
Shuttlesworth, baby.
We're going back in the third round.
Dang, already up again? I got to go Frank Dukes. Bloodsport.
Wow.
Isn't that based off a real person?
So some stats. He held four world records. Fastest knockout, 3.2 seconds. Fastest punch with a knockout, 0.42 seconds. Fastest kick knockout, 72 miles per hour. Like, who was there with a gun? You know what I mean? Like, and most KOs in a tournament, 56. Also founded the first American ninjutsu system, Dukes Ryu. Kumite champion Frank Dukes, Bloodsport.
Wait, are we allowed? And also to successfully evaded Forrest Whitaker.
Yes.
The size of the chest from the like villain guy,
Chong Lee. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's unbelievable.
Ray
yeah.
Dong Chong. What's his name? Chong Lee.
Ray Dong Chong.
Ray Dong Chong was from Commando.
That's on my list. I need to see too. All right, Dilts, third pick, third round.
I got to go and with the counterpart for J-Cat's pick earlier, I got to go with Bodie because he was the real surfer and he had the best quote. He was better than Michael Jordan because, you know, he's willing to pay the ultimate price. Because to have the ultimate, you have to pay the ultimate price, he says. Give me Bodie. And he died doing what he loved.
It's 100% not tragic. Pure it's adrenaline. Not tragic. Spoilers. Spoilers, by the way.
Yeah.
100% pure adrenaline.
I know what we need to do for our get together. We need to watch Point Break.
Pass. Hard pass.
Bilts, I thought
back off, War Child.
Seriously.
I'm up. There's so many ways I want to go. Looking for best athlete. I have a wolf and a woman. I'm going to go with... God, it's so hard. I'm going to go with a kid who can play every position on the field. He smokes. He rides motorcycles. Give me Kelly Leak from the Bad News Bears.
Who went on to be Rorschach.
True.
Did you say he smoked at age of 12?
Yeah, he comes up with a cigarette.
Freaking dirt bike.
He doesn't take any gruff from Buttermaker. He leads a ragtag bunch of kids to not win the big game, but they just get there. They just have fun anyway, and they dump beer on each other. Give me Kelly Leak, Bad News Bears.
He just needed a chance to play.
Shine. Your pick.
I want to pick this person, but I would like to keep going with my nicknames. So for the third pick.
Stay Puft Marshmallow Man did not play sports.
pick, I'm going with the dude. And the Big Lebowski. Yep.
Dude, wow.
If we're calling surfing a sport, we're definitely calling bowling a sport.
Yeah, he was on my list. I was going to take him. So
you're not taking Donnie or Walter Subcheck?
For the record, if I was asked to vote, if the dude is an athlete, I'm saying no. But no one asked me, so moving on. He's
bowling. No, I mean, he's a bowler.
You tell Pete Weber he's not an athlete and see what happens.
Parker Bone the third.
I'm not saying that bowlers aren't athletes. I'm saying that the dude is not an athlete.
He's highly tuned, bro.
He was on a lot of lists that I saw online.
B-O-H-N. All right, J-Cat, two picks.
All right. Let's see what we got here. For my next pick, this gentleman no longer with us in the movie world, but he was the single greatest dodgeball player of his time turned coach. And that would be Patches O'Houlihan. If you can dodge a wrench, you can dodge a ball.
Patches was the pick.
Yeah, not Peter the Flew.
I had someone else on my list. Still made
me happy.
I can't believe, like,
not Michelle.
Laser. Blazer. Oh, okay.
Who was drafted? Oh, Patches. I'm trying to look
at Patches. Houlihan. Yeah, fourth round pick. This gentleman is the all-time leader in home runs at the minor league level. Played catcher for the Durham Bulls. Helped nurture a young fireball pitcher by the name of Nuke LaLouche, and that would be Crash Davis.
Never seen that either.
And Bull Durham, yeah. So good.
Because I hate baseball? I don't know. J-Cat, one pick, now for a while. You're the last pick. Shine, next pick.
Fourth pick. We're going with Maggie Fitzgerald, Million Dollar Baby.
Have you actually seen that?
Hilary Swank, yes.
It's a good movie, but
that movie's depressing, man.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I'm up next. I'm going to take a guy who you might say is over the hill, a little old. He's a player coach, captain of the team. He comes back. Give me Reggie Dunlop from Slapshot.
Yep. Reg.
Reg Dunlop. Dilts, next pick.
All right. This one, you might have to vote on this pick, if it qualifies or not. It was from a movie, but I like this more from the TV show that came after. And his character developed, and I think he kicked a little more ass after on and during the show. Give me Johnny Lawrence. What do you guys think? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, cool.
Yeah, he competed in the All Valley Variety Championship.
Dressed up like a skeleton.
Put him in a body bag, like Johnny.
Eagle Fang Dojo.
All right, Catman.
All right, I got to go here. Quarterback, New York Jets. He's going to save every one of us. Flash Gordon.
Flash!
Never even thought of that.
Like in Ted, even though, but you know what? My hatred of Tom Brady has softened since he went to Tampa Bay. But it's such a good call when they're like, it'd be like if Tom Brady went to space and saved us from aliens. That's basically what Flash Gordon is. It's great.
Because he's just a football player.
He's a quarterback for the New York Jets. Obviously. And he goes to space.
And at the time that movie was made, that was a good thing to be the quarterback of the New York Jets.
Not anymore. Birdo, last two picks. Probably the hardest decision you'll have all week.
Well, I know we say, I almost say this every week, but it is so hard. But I honestly, this is probably the toughest decision to make because you guys pick so many people that aren't even on my radar that I'm just looking at my list and really don't know what to do. But I'm going to go, back-to-back basketball picks. Another movie that we saw in the theater that we should not have seen. We were way too young for this movie. And it's the classic White Man Can't Jump. But I'm going to go with Billy Hoyle. Not Sidney Dean. I'm going Billy Hoyle, White Man Can't Jump.
Billy Hoyle.
This you going back-to-back?
No.
Okay. But
this white boy can jump, as J-Cat wrote in the newspaper after I dunked the game. I can jump.
That was going to be my question. Like, if you could pick, two people together.
I was going to pick the Hanson twins from Slapshot or the Hanson.
Yeah.
It's Billy and Sydney.
Mm-hmm, definitely.
No, you got to take the see which one, who you want. Birdo picked the guy. That's who I almost drafted. I said he doesn't give up. He just plays and he bets. He doesn't care.
He's shooting for the Sudan.
Guy's wife on Jeopardy.
You want me to punt it up there?
It's so good, man. It's such a good movie.
We saw Rosie Perez on an escalator in Wizard World.
True. Yeah, she cut in front of us for Jim Lee. I was all we were pissed.
I'd have been all right.
All right. From my last pick.
Billy. I'm looking, you're taking.
Well, I don't think you do because I realize I have no football players on my team. And I'm going to pick this player more so because it's my favorite movie. Probably my favorite top two sports movies of all time.
Tim Wayman?
Who?
No, Rob. Only Jake gets that.
Rob, I'll give you a hint. Trick plays. I want to go with the beast of a defensive end on the strong side, Julius Campbell from Remember the Titans, who also played Motar in Above the Rim. So he's just a beast in sports.
He also played Motar. You started a biopic.
Julius Campbell united two schools to just be the beast of the Titans, to just bulldoze everyone. He was a monster on defense. He's a great character. And him and Gary Bertier would be my dual threat, Rob.
Yeah. Attitude reflect leadership, Captain.
That's definitely a fifth rounder for you, Birdo. I legitimately have like 20 people on my list still.
Yeah.
It's unbelievable. That's not even my pick, but I'm freaking out. Catman, last pick.
I have so much left too. I got to go Ty Webb, Caddyshack.
Mm-hmm.
The Zen philosopher Basho once wrote, a donut without a hole is a danger. Do you take drugs, Danny? You should.
How does he measure? All right, Rob, I got a question for you. How does he measure himself against other golfers because he doesn't keep score?
By
height.
True.
All right, Dilts, last pick.
This one this athlete is the equivalent of you winning a contest at a Papa Shot and then moving, qualifying for a tournament somewhere else at like Madison Square Garden and winning an NBA championship, because this kid won a tournament in Arizona. Then he went to the North Shore, Hawaii, where he won a huge pipeline surfing contest. Give me Rick Kane from the North Shore.
Give it up for Rick Kane.
I didn't know what he was talking about, and I still don't know what he's talking about. Can I get a name, Rick or Rip?
Rick.
Well, has anyone ever heard of that movie, let alone seen it?
Two surfers and Joe Cooper leading the way. Right. What's down to sixth placeville.
Rick King?
Well, what movie was it, Dilts?
The North Shore. It's a cult movie now.
Okay.
Did he win Pipe Masters?
Isn't that also a sandwich?
I can't remember the name of the tournament.
Yes, it is a sandwich.
He beat Lance Burkhart.
Who?
The girl from Blue Crush?
No.
Lance Harbor?
This was way before Blue Crush came out. So it's like from 87.
Yeah.
Wow.
Week two of season two, and Dilts is already hitting the Detroit Lions, throwing in the towel.
I don't want to give like J-Cat and Shine any like hints, but like there's like two animals I want to draft, but I already have Team Wolf, so I'm like,
yes.
I mean, there's all-star quarterbacks out there. There's so many basketball players I still want to pick. Do I take that the Russian beast and split the vote three ways?
Rest in peace, young girl.
Just an L. Don't pick him.
He was a monster. He killed someone in the ring.
Mm-hmm. He killed Rob's pick.
I know. But I'm going to go with my sneaky fifth round pick because the movie is incredible. Give me this guy. He's a bare knuckle boxer. He lives in a caravan. He's a gypsy.
Oh,
give me
mother-
Mickey O'Neill from Snatch, because he will not
know
life.
I do it for a caravan.
Does he like dags? He definitely does.
You like dags? Oh, you like dags?
Yeah, dags. Oh, yeah. I like dags.
Curse you, Eric. Curse you.
Oh, you like dogs. You ain't taking that with the fifth round, but there's some monsters out there.
Going to be a lot of honorable mentions.
Yeah, I got.
As always. I feel good about my picks. I got diversity. Shine, last pick.
Oh, so I'm staring at two different things, looking at my team so far. And I think it would be a travesty if this athlete wasn't drafted. So my fifth pick is none other than Bugs Bunny. Space Jam
1. Went with Lola.
Space Jam 1, by the way.
Bugs Bunny.
Everyone is okay with this pick, because I am not okay with this pick.
No, absolutely.
Definitely.
Yeah. He hooped.
Sure did.
Is he success, huh?
I'll draft a grandma, old lady, Tweety's mom. What's her name? Granny. J-Cat, last pick in the draft.
Okay. Well, way down south, past Texas, there's a land of Mexico. It's a land of the Los Luchadores. And the most famous of those Los Luchadores is El Nacho Libre. So Nacho.
El Nacho Libre. Never seen it.
You've never seen El Nacho Libre?
Esquilita. Esquilito.
Love that movie.
I mean, let's just get right into who we forgot, who we left off the list. J-Cat, who were you? Just give me three that you were dying to pick.
All right. I wanted to do this one because in the movie, this is an iconic movie. It's Running Man and Ben Richards. He's trapped inside this game and they are referred to as athletes. And Ben Richards is one me. Like the old lady picture, but
Richard, Arnold.
Yeah, it's Arnold. Okay. So
okay,
and he's legit. but just didn't think that would you know, get any votes.
Not as many as North Shore, that's for sure.
Yeah. Was also going to go with Gordon Bombay from the Mighty Ducks. And then
for Charlie,
let's see. I was going to do Jimmy Dolan from the air up there, the Jimmy Dolan Shake and Bake. So those are my three that, you know, I was kind of itching to pick.
Tough. Shine, anybody you have still left?
I'm only going to give you two. First one, Ricky Bobby, Talladega Nights. Yes.
Shake and Bake.
If Bugs was taken, he would have been my fifth rounder. And then also, I had Benny the Jet, so like baseball kid movie. So I couldn't go with, I mean, like every kid dreamed of breaking his arm and making it into the major leagues, Henry Rowengardner.
Yeah.
He was
worst movies ever. Run amucker.
Mm-hmm. Throw the cheese.
Anyway, any other ones, Shine? Is that three?
Nope. That was my two.
All right. I cannot believe he wasn't drafted. No one would know other than you guys sitting on the podcast, but Thomas Shep Shepherd scored like 36 points in the last 2 minutes of the game while wearing corduroys, long sleeves. Like I wanted to draft him. So him and Billy Hoyle were the reason I decided to pick this topic, because I just wanted to draft them and I didn't get either of them. I could have.
Well, I'm right there with you, but you put Tommy Shep Shepherd and you're going to get blank stares out there. Like you really are.
Well, I had Kyle Watson above the rim list too, but yeah. But yeah, it's not going to help any of us.
I caught Watson. No. That was my pick between Shepherd and Billy Hoyle. I was like, who do I pick?
Yeah.
Just trying to keep Shepherd, my fingers spread.
We talked about
Call Nago hat.
Johnny Moxon or Lance Harbor from Varsity Blues. You know, he was the starter. He just got hurt. But I almost drafted Air Bud simply because he played. Now we all know he played basketball, football, but he also played soccer, baseball, and volleyball. So he's a complete package. And then Snowflake the Dolphin from Ace Ventura. Game winning field goals. So he has a dorsal fin.
So you call him at home. Do you know him?
Call you on the weekends.
Do you have a dorsal fin? And yeah, Gordon Bombay. And then I had a couple others, but I won't take them all. Forrest Gump was on my list too.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, I did not think of him.
Yep.
Yeah, he's on my list.
Gives you all that energy. But Diltz, who do you have left?
This guy I almost drafted. He turned to the streets to save his family by fighting Lion from Lionheart.
Lionheart's amazing.
It's a great movie.
It's so good.
Such a great movie.
Leon.
Almost. I was thinking about Harry Potter. It's all on Attila. For the what's that? Quidditch.
Oh, that's a sneaky pick. I didn't think that is. That.
And then, of course, Billy Chappell, because he's a Tiger, for the love of the game.
For Love of the Game is unreal. Billy Chappell's on my list, too. It's a good movie.
Hold on. I don't even know what sport that is.
Oh. Baseball.
Baseball.
Oh.
Rob.
It's Kevin Costner. Again, go figure. It's Costner being in an awesome
Rudy?
Movie.
How did you not pick Rudy? He's your favorite.
Yeah, but he's a real person.
Yeah, but I said you could pick Frank based on a real person.
Rudy's full. So was Big Daddy Henson.
Good one, Delta.
I know, that's why I said could be based. Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, I just thought I guess Rudy.
I had Rudy as a real person, so
I didn't even think about it.
I mean, he makes a sack, so do you want to win?
Well, that whole scene where like the seniors go in and put their jerseys down is completely like Dan Devine was like, no, this kid's gonna like play and suit up for his last game. Like, so it's movie stuff, man. You know how it goes.
Movie magic. Diltz, anyone else?
One more. Where is it?
Gotta be running out.
Oh yeah. Rico from Starship Troopers, where they play that futuristic football game.
Speedball.
I don't know what you're talking about. How about Uncle Rico?
Yes.
Wow. Get a quarter mile. You can put the limit in that one. I thought he was going to say Rufio.
Well, he's a backup quarterback for the Eagles right now, so he's still doing things. Gardner Minshew, baby.
For the Lions.
Oh.
Come in.
I had Chubbs. Mm-hmm. Which I know we've kind of talked about.
Wait, from T-Wolf or from Happy Gilmore?
No, from Happy Gilmore. Wow, we already kind of covered something. I had Roy Munson from Kingpin.
Yeah.
Kingpin's unbelievable. Also, the program.
Another
Latimer and Alvin Mack from the program. And John Beebe from Mystery Alaska, Russell Crowe. Has anyone seen Mystery Alaska other than me?
I play hockey and fornicate because they're the only things I know how to do in cold weather.
Thanks, Jake Hatt.
Right on cue. All right, Birdo, last.
A lot of the people left on my list you guys named. I cannot believe Rob picked Neon Bordeaux in the first round because I was going to go Butch McRae possibly. But Donis Creed, I couldn't pick him because I had Rocky, but I did not think I was going to get Rocky. I love the two Creed movies. Danny Noonan from Caddyshack because he wins. And no, I cannot believe no one picked Shane Falco from The Replacements.
Never seen I couldn't pick him or Vontae Mack out of principle because they went to Ohio State. So all right. Off my list.
There you go.
Draft Day was such a great movie.
Vontae Mack, no matter what.
All right. Did everybody do a worst movie character?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Okay. You want to, Birdo? Worst movie give, character?
We can only give one.
You can have mine because I don't really have a great one. So
I have Ray Finkel because Finkel is Einhorn. And
Einhorn is Finkel.
Worst. I also have
the worst.
I have another Ray Budd from Remember the Titans who wouldn't block for the quarterback, so he got hurt. He's the worst. And I'll give you one more. Mick from Team Wolf is the worst character. He's straight garbage. Derek is Mick.
1,000%.
He looks like him. He acts like him. And he has the same jacket. And he tries to ruin Team Wolf for no reason.
What team was doing?
I can't tell you that.
Oh, come on. Anybody?
The Dragons?
Yes, the Dragons. Catman?
Kind of going back to my number one pick, Ricky Rowe from Blue Chips.
Yeah.
My list too.
The worst. I feel like a blue chip athlete like me deserves a little something extra.
I just want to punch him in the face so bad. Even though I know like what they're trying to do, I know what Pete Bell and Western trying to do, but the way he asks about it, and like Butch and Neon are like so innocent about it, like just because he straight up asked for it and then the tractor.
Yeah.
The worst. Hate him.
It's like 160 grand for that tractor, man.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Tilt.
I didn't really think of any. I guess Kevin O'Shea.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Who's that? The bully in North Shore?
No, he was the bully of Little Giants. Yeah, the Cowboys coach. Yeah. The O'Shea brothers.
O'Doyle. Then you're speaking my language. All right, I had a hard time. I really didn't think much about it. I just picked Juana Man because, like, the movie's got to be terrible. Like, nobody's buying that. Like,
it is
terrible. A guy dressed as a woman. Cool. That's funny. Like, that's a good movie. Cool. Shine?
Got two. First one, Shooter McGavin. Just a rude.
He is terrible. Like,
rude dude. And the others would be the Monstars. I mean, just taking NBA talent like that, it's just after how hard those guys worked all their life, just sad.
Jake Atten and Rob, you both wanted to draft the Monstars in the draft, didn't you?
Not at all. Yeah. I hate them all. That weird shape heads.
I did have Lola. Lola Bunny was on my list.
Yeah, Lola Bunny was definitely there.
Why? What did she do? Score once?
She got that tail, son.
All right, J-Cat, worst movie character, worst movie athlete.
Worst movie athlete. If you guys may have not seen this movie, but I did, and that's why he's the worst. The movie is the garbage-picking, field-goal-kicking Philadelphia phenomenon. And wow. The character is Barney Gorman. Yeah, Tony Danza as the guy who's kicking field goals and sacking the trash.
I saw that on a list. I was like, TV movies count. Did you ever watch that?
I watched it. Yeah, I watched it.
The other one would be where's he at? Adam Banks from the Mighty Ducks. His little sunken in eyes.
Comes around though.
I don't care. He's still a new at heart.
Was he the one that was the Hawk?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
I almost picked Tony Danza as Mel Clark from Angels in the Outfield.
Oh, that was such a bad movie.
Such a bad movie. What?
Angels in the Outfield is terrible.
True or false? Matthew McConaughey is in the outfield.
True. If we're talking about like crazy movies like that, I didn't pick anything from The Sixth Man. Anybody seen that?
No.
Sixth Man? Yeah.
Is he invisible or something?
Mm-hmm. He's a ghost. He comes back and helps his brother, Marlon Wayans, take the Washington State Huskies to the championship. The Washington University Huskies. Yeah. Sorry, not the Cougs.
All right, before we wrap up, we're going to play our new game called Croce's Clues. It's a word association game. I will pick something related to the episode's topic, best movie athletes. I will give you short clues one at a time that are associated with it. The clues start vague and become more obvious. There are no turns. Anyone can say the answer. First person to say it gets a point. However, if you say a wrong answer, you cannot guess any more that turn, so choose carefully. If you're listening around, see if you can figure it out before these chumps. 10 rounds, 10 points up for grabs. Number one, Nebraska. Got Shot. New York Knights. Wonder Boy.
Copland.
What?
Copland?
Copland isn't in the movie yet.
Where do we have to name the movie or the athlete?
Guessing
you have to name the athlete. And your last clue is Robert Redford.
I can't remember his name.
Roy Hobbs?
Roy Hobbs, J-Cat. Roy Hobbs from The Natural. Or what we would know it as Homer when he makes the bat.
Wonder Bat.
Parody of that. Wonder Boy was the name of the bat. Number two, Jealous. Real Estate as a Hobby. Gold Jacket. Shooter McGavin is correct. Pro Tour and Had to Hit It Off Frankenstein's Fat Foot was clue number five.
I beg to differ. Mr. Gilmore accomplished that feat in no more than an hour.
So remember, I did this before we drafted. So we might have people we drafted and might have people that were not drafted. So number three, Hustler.
Billy Hoyle.
Ask Eddie Felton.
Dilt said Billy Hoyle. It is correct. Sudan was number two, which Rob mentioned earlier. Venice Beach, On the Run, and Backwards Hat.
Thank you, brother. Good job, Dilt.
Number four, Arrogant. Rest in Peace. Master of Disaster. Uncle Sam.
Apollo Creed.
Catman got it. Rob, you said Master of Disaster earlier tonight. And you didn't say it for two more clues.
Well, I was like, wait a second.
I already had that clue written down, so yeah. I changed the order a little bit. All right, J-Cat 2, Dilts and Catman with 1. Number 5, Minnesota. Hawks.
Attorney. Gordon Bombay.
Gordon Bombay is correct. Hawks. Attempts comeback and the Ducks coach was your fifth clue.
Why didn't Charlie get any love tonight? Just like in the movie.
Number 5. Number 6. Sports Management International.
Rod Tidwell.
That is correct. From Jerry Maguire. Dang, I never saw the movie, so I didn't know if that was a giveaway clue. Actually, I've seen a movie, but Arizona State Cardinals wide receiver. Show me the money. Clue number 5.
Ants and TP's nope. Room.
Number 7. Allstate. No Curveball. 13. Indians.
Wild Thing.
Pedro Serrano.
Voodoo. J-Cat is correct. Pedro Serrano cannot hit the curveball. Allstate. He's also the voice of the Allstate guy. Number 8. Captain, Vegas, Pete LaFleur. Rival, what?
Pete LaFleur.
Peter LaFleur is correct. JK, I guess it early. Rival of Violet Serpents. He made someone bleed his own blood. And just an average Joe. Number 9, Old Spice. Mega Bowl. Love Me Sexy.
Jackie Moon.
Jackie Moon is correct. J-Cat, dominating the field right now.
Jesus.
And number 10, this is definitely the hardest one. Number 10, Friend of the Pitcher. Santa Rosa Rockets. Third Base. Kidnapped. And Chimp.
MVP, most valuable primate.
That's not correct.
Oh my gosh.
It's got, what's his name in it?
Chimp. He was kidnapped. Yeah. He played third base for the Santa Rosa Rockets, and he was the friend of the pitcher. He was a friend of the pitcher.
Buddy?
That's not his name.
That's Joey from Friends in it, right?
Yep.
Got no idea.
Anybody? Wow. Gonna have to give you the. It's a two-letter name.
Al.
Ed.
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 Ed. Ed is correct. Ed the Chimp. That was Croce's Clues. J-Cat with a whopping 7 out of 10 points.
Wow.
All right. So anybody have any other comments before we wrap up? Rob showed a picture of Ed. High-fiving. J-Cat on the second clue every time almost. Got to be quick. I guess I can make it harder.
We got to do a different game without J-Cat so we can get some points.
Well, Bobby crushed it last week. Yeah, Bobby got 6 last week.
He had 2. So.
The hater episode. It's my wheelhouse.
Well, I mean, in my youth, and then in my middle age, like sports movies, I'm all over it. Like that's that was in my wheelhouse. Like that's what I did. Now I watch Kids Bop and Blippi and
Coco Melon.
Yeah, exactly.
All right, anybody. With some last-minute thoughts on the best athletes from movies. J-Cat?
I think I got a very diverse team. We'll see how it plays out. But like I said, man, Johnny Utah can lead me in the battle anytime.
Shine?
I feel like I did the most research that I've done in terms of any type of movie, TV show, episode. See if it increases my finish.
Hiltz.
In order to draft the ultimate team, you have to be willing to pay the ultimate price, which is last place.
Catman.
No, nothing. I think my team's a little dated, but hopefully it comes through.
You don't have a movie that took place before the 90s.
No.
Or after the 90s.
They're all classics, though. Except for Blue Chips.
Oh, it's a classic. Nick Nolte's mugshots are classic.
Yeah. What was the Western University mascot?
Dolphin.
Dolphin?
There you go.
The gazelle shoes.
And Birdo?
My head is spinning from Croce's Clues. I was really slow, and this draft was not what I expected at all, but we'll see how it plays out. And I'll leave you with a verse. 1 Thessalonians 5:18. Since it's Thanksgiving, read it without being thankful.
That's gonna do it for another episode of Life's a Draft, where none of our picks will be considered Mr. Irrelevant. Please subscribe to the podcast and thanks for listening. Don't forget to check out the new website. Let me spell that out for you. It's croce122.wixsite.com/LADP for Life's a Draft podcasts.